Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Do your kids eat healthy? Do they get plenty of exercise? With the schools cutting recess and gym in favor of academics, we know we need to catch up to other countries in academics. But are our kids getting what they need at school? If they don't run around, they don't get their beans out, they can't think straight, and thereby they're not going to learn as well. So what do we do as parents to get our kids going plenty early? My guest is Dr. Barbara Bushman. She's a professor in the Department of Kinesiology at Missouri State University. So Dr. Bushman, when do we get our children started in this good path to healthy lifestyle?
I think it starts from birth on, and in a project that I worked on with ACSM, a book, ACSM's Complete Guide to Fitness and Health, the author that worked on the children's chapter included information from infants and toddlers in terms of the amount of space and encouraging children to move, from the very beginning. So I don't think there's a point that we can start that's too early to encourage those healthy habits, because the habits they develop when they're young are going to increase the likelihood that they're going to grow into healthy adults. There's a reason why we call chronic diseases chronic. They take time to develop. So if we can start early on in life and try to avoid some of those risk factors related to heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, all the better. When we're looking down the lifespan.
Okay, so we can get our children started pretty early. What do you recommend? How do you get your children started early?
I think creating environments where kids are moving. We really want to have children being active at least an hour per day, and that would include some muscular activity, bone building, and for younger kids, that can be things as simple as hopping and skipping type of activities, playing on the jungle gym, climbing trees, that type of thing.
Shouldn't that be what they're doing anyway, Dr. Bushman?
I would hope so. I know that's what I did when I was young. I think we really do need to model that. More and more research is coming out showing that the impact of adults in the environment that children are in, if we're showing the activity, they're going to be active with us. And I definitely see that with my own nieces and nephews when we visit our families. They are excited. Their bikes are waiting for us because they know that their uncle and aunt are going to take them out biking. We're going to play kickball. And it's go, go, go. And I can tell that they have this great sense of happy exhaustion at the end of the day. So.
Well, it certainly is, and I know that when my kids do get more excited when we say, okay, we're all going on a bike ride, or let's go in the back, play some soccer. Oh, they get so excited if their dad goes out and actually plays with them. But technically, Dr. Bushman, we shouldn't have to take our kids out to play with them, or else they don't play. Do you know that it seems now, with my 12-year-old, especially my son, that it's almost punishment to say, go outside? Well, there's nothing to do outside. Well, I mean, that used to be the opposite. You'd get punished if you were told you had to stay in. There's nothing to do in. So as parents have to pull their kids away from the video games. And then eating healthy as well with our kids.
Right. And that's another modeling behavior in terms of the foods that we see as positive and enjoyable. Kids around us are going to reflect that as well. And so when we're looking at limiting fast food, making sure that kids are actually eating breakfast, watching portion size, those are all important factors when we're looking at maintaining a good, appropriate body weight. And, nutrition isn't just about avoiding overweight and obesity. It's also about making sure that kids have the right fuel so that they can actually engage in physical activity. So food is fuel, and too often we see it as, something negative that we need to cut back. Well, no, we need to make sure that we're putting the best fuel in our body so that we can enjoy and fully participate in physical activity.
What if, you're somebody who your kids don't like to eat salads? I'm lucky, actually, because my kids will eat anything, but I started them way young. And so they'll eat a salad every single night. And if we don't have one, they say, where's the salad? We need something crunchy and cold. But for those parents out there with picky eaters, what do you recommend they do to get them to off the junk food?
I think by presenting choices to them, but that they're still positive, healthy choices. And again, and infusing slowly, so it doesn't have to be that they have to just eat, you know, salads and steamed vegetables. But, you know, how can we present them in unique ways? A study I read recently, just by renaming vegetables, kids within the school line selected them at a much higher rate. So, you know, calling them, instead of, you know, carrots, the vegetable of the day, it was X-ray vision carrots. And all of a sudden, the kids were like, ooh, or putting even stickers and logos on, like we do with a lot of the sugary foods and the fast foods, made it much more appealing to kids. So I think we have to present them in a fun way instead of saying, oh, you have to eat this. Instead, it's a positive thing. Look what we're all going to have tonight. And, you know, we're going to be able to have X-ray vision because we're eating our carrots. So.
And I think that when you say we're all going to have tonight, again, role modeling is a key there for parents. If you say, oh, well, I don't really like broccoli, but I really want you to eat it. You know,
exactly.
The kids won't do it. And I hear parents say, well, I don't like my vegetables, but I want my kids to eat them.
And so I think we sabotage sometimes the process. I saw a family member whose small child really enjoyed vegetables, and everyone just expressed such surprise that he liked vegetables, and over time, he began not to like the vegetables. So, you know, instead of acting surprised, just this is how we eat. It's a pattern of eating, and by parents doing the same thing and presenting them, you know, having a variety of different foods. Sweet potatoes is another great vegetable that's really sweet and that kids can enjoy.
Well, and I like to, you know, have a competition. Like, we'll go into the grocery department, the produce department, and say, everybody pick a new vegetable we haven't tried. And then we'll look up a recipe online and see who can sort of win the recipe that we'll try. And we cook it together. And maybe we all go, ooh, that one wasn't that good. Or we say, wow, that was really great. And now we love kale or kohlrabi or something along those lines. So kids thrive on competition. They want to win.
Right, and having them assist you in the kitchen is another thing. Kids love to be involved. So whether it's, you know, tearing up lettuce for a salad or adding veggie toppings onto a pizza, there's a lot of ways that you can show them healthy eating and also have them involved in the preparation. And I think then they're more likely to consume it themselves as well.
Well, sure, and if you get them involved in even possibly growing the vegetables...
Oh, definitely.
You know, starting from seed, watching it grow, weed, and then picking the vegetable and saying, let's cook this or let's put this green pepper in our salad. They're going to be like, wow, we grew that.
And that's becoming more and more common in the school system, that they may have a small school or community garden on the property so that the children are able to see, oh, this doesn't just appear in the grocery store. There's a lot of steps and work that go into it, and it's definitely more fun to eat something that you've picked yourself.
I think that's a great idea. The schools can start to have these community gardens, and the kids can actually really get involved. In the last 30 seconds or so, Dr. Bushman, give us your really, really best advice for getting your children involved in exercise and proper nutrition and getting them to enjoy it so it begins their healthy lifestyle.
I would use a charting system that everyone in the family can be involved, and whoever reaches a certain minute value per week first will get to pick the physical activity you're going to do in the weekend, whether it's heading out to the beach, to the park. So again, infusing a little competition, but making the reward, everyone's going to be doing a physical activity together.
That's true, because kids will then get more exercise because they really want to win. I like along those lines a pedometer and see who gets the most steps in the week, and then they get to pick the movie you watch or the physical activity. Great advice. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine and Radio MD. We'll be back. There's more great show coming up.